Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Well, we were talking about staycations a little earlier in the programme, and lots of you getting in touch on 51551 about your experiences with the pricing around the country, and I'm afraid it is not good news. John in Dublin says, looking for a stay in Kilkenny and a well-known hotel in the city of Kilkenny is €2,200 for four nights, €2,200 for four nights, B&B, two adults and two children. Disgraceful, says John. Paul says, it's robbery out there. We were quoted €2,400 for a week in Cork. Ended up getting a house for a week in the Sticks of Kerry for €1,200 instead. And one other person says, West Clare, €2,000 for a week. We don't know where in West Clare. We don't know what that was about. You might give us more information if you could. But West Clare, €2,000 for a week. You can keep your text coming to 51551. Now, as the fallout from the HSE cyber attack continues, as we've just been discussing, it is causing massive disruption to health services and hospital appointments around the country. And people are being asked to avoid emergency departments, if at all possible, due to long delays and queues. Well, Drive Time's John Cook has been to University College Hospital in Galway to speak to patients who've been affected there. And is it busy, John?
Yes, Sarah, but patients attending here will tell you that the emergency department is always busy, and that's why the HSE has appealed to people to use minor injury clinics, GPs and pharmacies where possible, and only attend the country's emergency departments in cases of urgent need, because a lack of access to computer files does mean a lot of old-fashioned paperwork and long walks between departments looking for scans or test results. And it is causing delays, as I found out, meeting patients and their families in a busy car park outside University College Hospital Galway amid heavy rain and the noise of construction traffic. Now, I must stress, people showing up with injuries and urgent cases are being looked after, but some people were being turned away, starting with a mother and son who'd driven an hour and a half from Connemara to be sent back.
We've come in from Lethmore for blood tests and told we can't have them because of the hackers. All the labs are shut down and they can't do any lab work for anyone outside of the hospital.
So no one had told you beforehand, was it?
No, we weren't told beforehand before coming in.
Well, they couldn't even tell us when to come back because they don't know when it's going to be resolved.
I came in with an inflamed esophagus and stomach, and I'm also diabetic, and because of the hacking, some of the machines are not working. So I'm using my own meter, they're using their meter, but we're getting different readings. It's terrible. I mean, people are really in a bad way, and it's not even the people who are in hospital. It's people who may be outside or trying to contact. I tried to contact the diabetes centre this morning, which is just around the corner, and all the phones are down. So, I mean, people are very, very much affected by it. Why it was allowed to happen when they were warned seemingly a few years ago, it could happen.
Do you worry about patient information like yours being shared online?
Yes, I do. I mean, it's not that, you know, it's no good to anybody really, you know, apart from myself, but I mean, it just defies the whole thing of, you know, privacy.
Yeah, I got the surgery done a couple of weeks ago, so I had it all done before the cyber attack, but I do hear the and see the staff have to do an awful lot of extra paperwork, and it's mid communication for things like x-rays. It's slowed everything down, and I hear a lot of cancellations and stuff, you know, very busy inside, yeah. So it's been a bigger disruptor than COVID, was how the nurses put it, and that was pretty bad in January, so.
What do you think of this cyber attack and this demand for ransom?
You know, strange. There's probably going to be a bigger cost than 20 million not paying it, so if it could have been paid and then got your IT defences right, once you got your data back, maybe it would have been as well to do that.
The government says no ransom will be paid.
Well, I'd be behind them for that, I'll be honest.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because you give in now,
they'll expect it the next time and it'll be worse again.
They have no computers, so it's all paperwork, all writing. Normal questions like date of birth and history kind of asked.
Just writing it all down, obviously.
Multiple times, like, you know.
Well, I think they have to do that anyway, but do you think it was taken longer today?
I think it was double, yeah, because I had an operation 5 weeks ago as well, and it was kind of like, just asked maybe three times, but this was like maybe 10 times. Right.
Are they busy inside?
Very busy, yeah, but sure, they're always busy. They're amazing, really, like, you know, they're really handling it well, and they're still lovely, like, so.
It has been a lot for staff to go through after COVID, like, now this cyber attack. What do you think?
No way across or anything, do you know, they're, yeah, it's just, double, isn't it, after COVID and now this.
Does it worry you, the idea of your records being hacked or shared online?
No, I don't have much to be stolen, so it wasn't really. No, okay. Not at all.
It's absolutely terrible. Families in general, you know, that have especially very serious complaints, they're facing not just the illnesses themselves, but also the stress, the worry, the fear, the anxiety. You know, the build-up of that alone will cause further distress.
Well, my stepdaughter is in hospital here now. She's 5 weeks here, and she has stomach cancer.
I'm sorry.
Excellent treatment. Everything that had to be done was done for her.
How's she doing?
Only days to live. Only days.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
They've done their best.
You were telling me things are busy inside with their computer problems, but that's it, hasn't affected her care.
No. They've done everything that's possible for them. It's all paperwork. Everything they gave has to be written up.
Instead of computer files.
Yeah.
I wish you and your stepdaughter well. I'm so sorry. It's a very difficult time for your family.
Yeah.
Ridiculous, really. Labs being shut, appointments all being cancelled. The outpatient whole system, I think, was completely blown out of the water, and it's going to set people back quite a lot. I think there are a lot of people's lives put at risk, and it's who interferes with people's lives. You know, it's just to have this hacking happen and interfere with people's lives is crazy.
It is indeed, and so difficult for those patients and their families outside University Hodge Hospital in Galway there, John. People at their most vulnerable times in their lives having to deal with this on top of everything else. But many others as well should have been there at the emergency department. Their appointments were cancelled because of the cyber attack.
Yes, Sarah, many of those stories are at home because we've heard people needing vital treatment for cancer and other illnesses. We've heard their stories across the radio forced to stay at home this week because of the cyber attack. And the advice from the HSC Saolta Group, which runs hospitals in the northwest from Galway to Donegal, is that all appointments are cancelled unless patients are contacted by phone telling them to come in. And they told me that has meant that over 10,000 scheduled appointments have been cancelled in the northwest alone so far this week. And we're talking about X-rays, CT scans, MRIs, endoscopy, some elective surgeries, and even radiotherapy treatment for cancer patients that was due to get underway here this week is off as well. I asked the Saolta Chief Executive, Tony Canavan, about those cancelled appointments and this massive impact, as well as what happened for those patients turned away today.
The reason for that is because our laboratories and indeed our radiology department are absolutely very significantly affected by this cyber attack. We cannot process samples in the same way as we would in the normal course.
And did you mention tens of thousands of cancelled appointments? I mean, how long is it going to take you to recover from that and to get the systems back up and running to catch up with those waiting lists?
One of the most difficult aspects of the current situation is that we actually don't know. We don't know how long more it will take us to diagnose all of the computer problems we have and then to resolve them. So we're planning really on, from day to day, but also over short periods of time so that we minimise the impact, if we can, on patients. But there is no doubt, at the end of this, when we get to the end of it, there will be very significant additions to our waiting lists, and more importantly, there will be very significant impacts for patients that have had to wait longer for our services.
That's very hard to hear for people who are going through very difficult situations or their families. Your HSC Chief Paul Reid said this is a stomach-churning attack on people's health. What do you think?
Well, I think most of us understand the seriousness of an illness like cancer. And we always try to protect our services that are directed at the most ill people. And we haven't been able to do that this week. There are people that have cancer that require appointments that we've had to cancel. And that, you know, that has a profound effect on people in terms of their health and their well-being.
Your advice, if patients haven't heard from you, their appointments are cancelled. But how do they find out?
So I think the most important thing, message that people get right now is, if you're looking for information about what's happening in the health services, if you maybe have an appointment coming up, check out the HSC website. That's hse.ie. Very simple, and there's really good and up-to-date information on all of the services, hospital, community, no matter where you are.
Is there any confusion because people might think some of those sites are down? Or?
Well, I can tell you for sure that the HSC website is up and running, and the information that's provided on it is up-to-date and it's accurate. There's no question about that at all.
And that is Tony Canavan, Chief Executive of the HSC Saolta Group, ending that report from John Cook in Galway.